As more and more things are bought and sold online, there's one part of the business that still requires a lot of manual labor, and that's the fulfillment warehouses. These jobs have become increasingly important as companies rush to fill orders on demand. But like other industries, companies hiring for warehouse jobs aren't able to get enough workers in the door. This is happening as the global supply chain continues to deal with big disruptions and with the holiday shopping season right around the corner. Abba Batarai has been following this story. She's a reporter covering the retail industry for The Washington Post. Abba, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me, Molly.
Well, good to talk with you again. So how bad is the worker shortage in warehouses across the country?
You know, for months we've been hearing about a worker shortage in many corners of the economy, and we're heading into a very busy holiday season where many Americans are expected to do a lot of shopping online, and warehouses are really struggling to hire workers. To give you a sense of how big of a need there is, there are currently about 1.4 million warehouse workers, and the industry has more than 500,000 job openings. So they're looking to, you know, ramp up in huge numbers and are running into roadblocks, finding that not that many people are interested in these positions.
Well, what do we know about why exactly, why now they're not interested in these jobs?
You know, it's many factors, but a lot of longtime workers have been working through the pandemic. They are exhausted. Many times these jobs require 10 or 12 hour shifts that are very physically grueling. During the holidays, that ends up being even longer shifts for 6, sometimes 7 days a week. So people are just exhausted. If they've worked through the pandemic, they are tired. And at the same time, if they haven't been working there through the pandemic, they're finding jobs elsewhere. You know, there's so many, we hear time and again in this economy that there are so many new opportunities for people, that workers have the leverage right now to say no to jobs that they don't want. And these warehouse jobs tend to be, you know, tend to pay about $15 to $20 an hour. Not the lowest jobs out there, but also not huge amounts of money for the type of work that they require.
And so what are companies doing? What are they trying to do to recruit or retain workers right now?
We're seeing everything. We're seeing huge signing bonuses. Amazon, for example, is offering up to $3,000 for workers who sign up to work in their warehouses. Other companies are taking, you know, sort of more creative approaches. Sleep Number is throwing in a free mattress for all new hires. And Gap is offering 50% off all of its clothing. But we're also seeing pay sort of rise from $15 an hour to $19 or $20 in some cases.
Well, I wonder, too, about the supply chain disruptions that we keep hearing about. How do you think this is all going to add up for the holiday shopping season?
This is one more complication in an already really crunched supply chain. You know, I've been talking to companies for weeks now, and every step of the way has become that much harder. There are factory closures and labor shortages in Asia. There are shortages of vessels, you know, ships and shipping containers. So there are just delays along the way. There aren't enough people at the port to unload the ships once they arrive. There aren't enough truck drivers to carry these items from the ports to the warehouses. And then once you get to the warehouses themselves, we're finding that many are understaffed. And it's important to note that that's putting additional pressure on the workers that are there. You know, they say that they're extremely short-staffed and they're having to just work even more hours at even tougher paces to keep up.
Well, what do you think will happen if companies aren't able to hire as many workers as they need to keep up with this demand?
You know, I think we'll just start seeing more delays. I think we're already starting to see this expectation that things are going to be slower this year, that when you order something online, it's not necessarily going to end up at your doorstep in 2 or 3 days. So we're seeing retailers across the board, including the big ones, Amazon, Walmart, and Target, start their Black Friday sales now. They're encouraging people to shop for the holidays now. And I think a lot of that is to sort of hedge what might happen if there aren't enough warehouse workers to fulfill these orders later on.
To try to spread out that holiday shopping season over an even longer period.
Exactly.
Well, I wonder about automation. You know, I feel like we heard a lot about this kind of idea that robotics would be changing the warehouse industry and drone delivery and kind of robot scanners and sensors able to pick and pack. How much is that still on the horizon for today's warehouses?
You know, it is on the horizon. It's there. It's sort of happening in the background, but there's no working around it. I mean, these are still jobs that are going to require a lot of people for the foreseeable future. And even if, you know, more parts of the process are automated, there's still certain parts that are going to require having a person there to pick and pack these items.
Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned the 500,000 openings currently. Are those just for the holiday season, or do you think that's a more permanent job situation?
That's a great question. That 500,000 figure is as of August. So it might be some seasonal hiring. It might not be. But I think long term, we are going to keep seeing an increased need for warehouse workers as more people shop online. I think during the pandemic, so many Americans have really gotten to, you know, double down on their online purchases, and they've changed their shopping habits in a way that really favors online shopping and is going to create huge ripple effects further down.
Well, and do you see this shortage as providing any kind of leverage for workers to gain kind of better conditions? I mean, you've mentioned, and there's been coverage of the long hours and the harsh conditions in many places. Do you think this changes the terms at all, this shortage?
That's a great question, Molly. And that's really what everybody is wondering. We are starting to see wages rise in some cases. We're starting to see some companies split their shifts into two or three, you know, maybe 4 or 6 hour shifts that are more manageable for workers and more accommodating of their schedules. So we are starting to see changes. How far that will go, nobody really knows, but it is something that's being very closely watched.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at next as we're kind of, I know we're poised to watch the holiday season. And as you mentioned, it's kind of spilling out early. What are you looking at next as you're following the kind of ups and downs of the warehouse sector?
You know what, I think what happens this holiday season in terms of hiring, in terms of working conditions, is going to tell us a lot about what this industry is going to look like in the foreseeable future. I mean, for so long, the retail industry has touted these warehouse jobs as the jobs of the future. You know, they're no longer sort of staffing up their stores for the holidays. They're staffing up their warehouses instead. And they really need to be able to make these desirable jobs if they're going to succeed. So much of this industry is based in has huge turnover rates. And there's this sense that, you know, workers maybe stay for a few months or a few years before they're burnt out. And until now, there's been a willing group of workers. You know, they can sort of churn through millions of people and still find people who are willing to work at these warehouses. But that's not always going to be the case. And so until we see long-term shifts in working conditions and pay, I think there's still a long way the warehouse industry has to go.
Mm. Any parts of the country that you think are hurt worse than others?
You know, it's across the board. We're seeing these warehouses all over the country, often in the outskirts of town, where they're a little bit harder to get to than your average retail store. So that's another consideration for workers. You know, they may not be able to get there by public transportation. They may need a car. And so all of that factors into quality of work-life balance and whether or not people even have access to these jobs to begin with.
Okay. Abba Badrai, that is all the time we have today. But thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Abba Badrai, reporter covering the retail industry for The Washington Post.